This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it got weirder from there. Pull up the tape on YouTube. It's unbelievable. Our nightly political panel is back. Susan Friccio is, of course, in the Washington Examiner, and Molly Hemingway writes for The Federalist. It's great to see you both. So, Susan, I mean, Megan just got her dead to rights. Date, email. I think the slug, the headline of the email was, "Sometimes I get the questions in advance." It was written by Donna Brazile. What kind of answer was this for the head of one of our two political parties to give?
Well, and you have to consider the context in which all this happened. This was in March. She was a contributor at CNN as well as ABC News, and she was vice chair at the Democratic National Committee. It's important to note that at the time, you know, there were complaints and worries amongst the people in the Sanders camp and people supported Sanders that Clinton was being treated more favorably and that the system was rigged against them. And then, of course, we had the separate WikiLeaks exposure during the summer that showed they're sort of collaborating to help Hillary Clinton along. And now we have this. We have Donna Brazile, an arm, part of the DNC, helping out Hillary Clinton ahead of a town hall. And who was this town hall with? Bernie Sanders. And so it gave her an advantage over Bernie Sanders. You have to put all these pieces together, and then you get a better picture of what was actually going on during the primary within the Democratic Party. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's also unbelievable that a candidate would have the question verbatim in advance, and clearly she did, Molly Hemingway, and this is no answer. The head of the DNC, who everybody in Washington likes personally, but that was like, I don't even know what to say about the performance. It was subpar, is putting it nicely. If that were Reince Priebus talking like that on TV, wouldn't that be in the front page of every paper in the country? Reince Priebus melts down?
Yes, and if Reince Priebus had said that this was all about being persecuted for being Christian, I think you'd be hearing a lot of people complaining about it. It was audacious, it was arrogant, and it's completely unacceptable as an answer for what we have learned from these WikiLeaks. Now, it is true these WikiLeaks deal with stolen information. There are some ethical concerns about that. But it's also true that Donna Brazile herself is the current head of the DNC because of previous WikiLeaks that showed that corruption in the Democratic Party out Hillary Clinton. This is also part of a much bigger story that we've learned from WikiLeaks, which is just this general compliance among the media with the Clintons and with Democrats. And this is not just Donna Brazile at CNN. This is about John Harwood, who was the moderator for the GOP debate, being so obsequious with John Podesta, sending emails and talking about how great Hillary Clinton is and how silly it would be that you would even have a concern about her email. I mean, he sent that email a month before he was moderating a GOP debate. And it's not just him. It's people at Politico, people at the New York Times who were passing quotes along to the Clintons and saying, you know, you can veto this quote or that quote, or, you know, can I run this story? That is just a level of corruption. This is such a violation of journalistic ethics. It's not even close. And you're not hearing a lot of outrage in the media. We have standards for how we are supposed to handle this.
Them.
Yes,
and it'd be nice. Craven toadies and throne sniffers. I mean, really, that's unbelievable. And, of course, they're not reporting on themselves because they are corrupt. You're absolutely right. Molly, Susan, I wish we had more time to marinate in this because it is so interesting and upsetting and undercovered, but we don't. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
I want you to vote for her, and I want you to drag some of your friends kicking and screaming to vote for her.
Just shoot every third person on Wall Street and everything will be fine.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're screaming.
This is where they start screaming because they don't want to hear this.
Whoa. They had seven committees look into that Benghazi thing. This is the biggest political I ever heard. Finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us. So you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people are out there busting it, lined up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
It's rigged. Yeah, it's rigged because you don't have a president who's a change maker.
Well, they even went after my foundation last week. Somebody asked me what I thought about it. I said, well, here's what I did. I was sort of Robin Hood.
The coal people don't like any of us anymore. They all voted for me.
The other guy's base is what I grew up in. You know, I'm basically your standard redneck.
It's frequently, not frequently, I think, rarely, but on more than one occasion, same sort of things happen to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
Sometimes I wish we weren't married. Then I could say, well, really?
Saying I'll make it to work
the way it used to be is like me saying I'd like to be 20 again. I would, actually, you know.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Del Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, ladies and gentlemen. It requires all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in. And, you know, fighting the good fight of faith, you know, it is the true faith that we need to fight to get this country back on track. I welcome you aboard. It's Bill Martinez. We are live and with us right now, the one and only, yes, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. And I mean that with all my heart. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So what did you think of last night's Alfred Smith dinner, the little barbs going back and forth? I mean, Donald had his hands full. It wasn't necessarily a friendly zone, but, you know, you got, it's hard because I was born and raised Catholic, and it's hard to think of liberal Catholics, but I guess in New York you just have to accommodate that.
Yeah, it's really hard, especially when it comes to the abortion issue. And you watch the debate this week as Hillary defended the basic execution of a fetus at any stage of its gestation. And this is what the abortion platform of the Democrat Party has become. And this is why I think many Catholics are jumping ship. But we find out from WikiLeaks that the Democrat Party believes that the Catholic religion needs to be reformed. And we see this none other than in Tim Kaine.
Yes, of course.
And Tim Kaine did not choose Rome to go study Catholicism or go to a Jesuit school. He chose Nicaragua, whereby he was studying under a Marxist Jesuit priest. And this is that was called Christian Liberation Theology, much similar to Black Liberation Theology, which we know Barack Obama sat in a Black Liberation Theology church in Chicago for 20 years, was married there, and had his kids baptized there. And Black Liberation Theology also has its tenets in Marxism. And if you see liberation, unfortunately, the left has co-opted that word, and it basically means Marxism. You
right.
can see this with the feminist movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what I think that a lot of Catholics do not quite understand. You know, they hear Catholicism, and because Catholicism means universal and all encompassing is the implication here. But they don't realize that there are nuances within the Catholic Church, you know, like there are in Christian churches. And you need to understand where they're coming from. People didn't understand. They chose not to appreciate Barack Obama's background. And here we've got a president for 8 years who can, even then and now, continues to lie to us. And I know his approval ratings, you know, I just can't believe how high they are. It's a surprise to me. But it's like, wait a minute. You know, you're approving of a man who came into office telling us one thing and demonstrated time and time again and at every turn. I mean, the lies just keep on rolling, even up to the point that he was involved in Hillary's private server. I mean, and he changes his name. He uses a pseudonym to send an email to Hillary Clinton. I mean, this thing is all up to the White House. All these lies and obfuscation and everything. And you know, hey, he's our president, and this is what we got. And we should have went into this with eyes open to understand what his background, what his worldview would do with the trajectory of this country.
Well, two things. When's the last time you ever heard in the history of our country a bunch of nuns getting together and suing the federal government?
Yes.
You can't find it unless it's under the Barack Obama administration. So that should tell a lot to the Catholics exactly how anti-religious the left truly is, and Hillary Clinton wants to double down. They will persecute religion rather than uphold religion. Because the Marxist doctrine is you must strip the country and destroy any organized religion in order to create dependency on the state, whereby the state becomes the power, not a power through God or your religion. And second to that, Barack Obama has, as you said, has lied since the beginning. And WikiLeaks is further exposing all of the corruption, no matter what industry you look in, usually starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And works its way down, whether you have a corrupt CEO of a company or a corrupt CEO of a country. This is how it starts. And this metastasization and infection of Marxism throughout every branch of government, which has persecuted its political enemies that doesn't believe or toe the line like the administration wants them to, has been very well documented throughout mm-hmm. this entire tenure of 7.5 years.
Well, okay, Trevor Loudon, to your point here, Megan, really quick. Trevor Loudon has done extensive research on, you know, he wrote the book Enemies Within. He was probably one of the few that vetted Barack Obama back in, in 2000, 2006. I think his book initially was released at the end of 2005, kind of giving everybody's a little bit of a heads up. And he's done, again, the same thing. And what he has found is that there are over 100 card-carrying socialists and Marxists in our U.S. government, in the legislature. So is it any wonder that all this stuff is being legislated, that it just gets a pass? I mean, it's like we got a bunch of passive bullfighters here that just say ole and let things go right on through that are not in the best interests of Main Street America.
Well, what the left has done very well is they've created euphemisms for all of their unfortunate deeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
A socialist and a Marxist is now a progressive. The good example, the Affordable Care Act. It was never affordable. It was never about care.
Right.
And so this is what they do to the English language. They co-opt it. They use it. And that's how they deceive. But, you know, going back to Barack Obama and the fact that we didn't do our research, well, in fact, the press didn't do its research.
Mm-hmm.
The press never vetted Barack Obama because, as we see now through WikiLeaks, the press is in bed with the DNC. And this goes well beyond Hillary Clinton. Bill, you and I have been calling the CNN network the Clinton News Network
right.
for decades. And the reason we've done that is because we saw and heard the bias, but they were an esteemed news organization that got away with it. And they could do all of these things undercover. Well, now they've been uncovered. And now we've been vindicated, as most of the American people, whether they're on the right or the left, has been vindicated because the press, as we now understand, is nothing but the fourth, another arm of the DNC. It's
right.
nothing but a propaganda arm.
Well, case in point was the Donna Brazile exposure, big time. I mean, this is what people...
more is coming.
Yeah.
More is coming from this morning I read on Drudge.
Yeah, she talked about being a Christian and being persecuted, and she knows about persecution. That's not persecution. That's just confronting the truth, lady, and bringing in your faith into this. If you had a strong faith, you'd be able to say, okay, this is the truth, because in order for us to be free, truly free, then we need to stay in the boundaries of the truth, don't we?
Well, that, and you need to repent.
Yes.
And that's how you receive forgiveness. And
right.
and no one in the Democrats, they refuse to repent because their ideology is stronger than their faith.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's really clear as to what's going on. It's no wonder that Donald Trump sees the system, and many others see the system as being rigged, because so much of this stuff is Megan just touched on. And we're going to open it up even further here in just a few moments. So stay with us.
in terms of what CNN and others in the liberal media have done and how they've hijacked this election. I mean, they talk about Russian interference. How about their very own domestic interference, huh? Megan Barth, back with us right after this. Stay with us, America.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Chris Matthews, Chris.
Ryan, I thought it was very illuminating. I thought that Mike Pence did all the things right that Donald Trump did wrong. His body language was excellent. He was very good on reaction. He looked like a grown-up every time, whatever his words were. And, of course, he was playing with a couple deuces against the guy with a full house, so it was very difficult for him in terms of the issues. I mean, he had to defend Donald Trump. But he came across as a grown-up, strong. I thought he was very effective at being a conservative. What I really think he accomplished tonight is made himself probably the front-runner for the Republican nomination in 2020. He hit all the bases on the conservative side. He was pro-life and rather eloquent on it at the end. You may not agree with him, but he was eloquent. I also thought that he was very good on the policing issue for the conservative side, very strong against illegal immigration on the conservative side. So he really didn't work the suburbs for Trump. It's securing Trump's right-wing flank. And I think that may be important in the numbers the next couple of days to stop this hemorrhaging of Trump, to hold him on the right and hold him on the conservative side. On the other hand, I thought at times, and I like the guy, Kane, was a little bit, I don't know what the right word is, a little desperate there, jumping in all the time, always trying to get his points, and he didn't wait his turn. Obviously, if he had just waited his turn, in the back and forth nature of this kind of event, he would have had his opportunity. I don't know why he kept interrupting, because with two people debating, the other guy gets the chance to speak. He couldn't wait for that. I think that hurt him. But overall, I think the winner tonight will end up being, in terms of the debate and what they were trying to accomplish, Pence, because Pence really was solid. He looked like he had his head screwed on, and I think that's going to look very important for Trump. I think it was very important for him to look like a grown-up.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 20 minutes right now after the top of the hour, our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, I thought the Kansas City Archbishop had an interesting comment on this about Tim Kaine. He referred to him as a cafeteria Catholic. He says that he picks and chooses from his faith. Are we there, Megan? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Yeah, so he... Okay. Yeah, now we got you. Okay.
Okay, very good. When... live radio, I love it.
Yes.
When you look at Tim Kaine's history, and like I mentioned briefly at the top, he went to Nicaragua, okay, to study Catholicism under a Marxist Jesuit priest. He didn't go to Rome, so he is a cafeteria Catholic, and he's part of this reformatory movement, much like what the left has done with Christianity and reform it in order to break down the nuclear family. And this, again, is a tenet of Marxism. You must destroy the family. You must destroy organized religion. You must destroy gender in order to empower the state.
Exactly. And this is what's going on. I mean, the clear Hillary agenda, getting on that, and this is what I believe that Trump needs to focus on. I mean, this other stuff, you and I talked about this last night, Megan, this other stuff, trying to, you know, talk about Hillary's personality and all that noise is irrelevant. I mean, we've got 18 days roughly left. He needs to just be banging the drum on her position on open borders, the massive tax increases. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you've got her here on tape talking to the middle class, saying we're going to even raise taxes on the middle class. And there was no there was no walk back on it. I didn't hear any correction. All I saw was a bunch of middle class people applauding her statement that they were going to raise. She was going to raise the taxes on the middle class. She's already talked about the Supreme Court justices she would pick. They're going to be activists. That's it. End of story. The Second Amendment. She's coming after your guns, ladies and gentlemen. She made that real clear. The government-run health care. She's going to double down on Obamacare, which has been an absolute disaster. And, of course, the taxpayer funding of abortion. Those are the clear issues. Those are the distinct issues between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's what he needs to focus on. All this other stuff about any kind of women, sticks that she would try to throw in his spokes and that kind of stuff, he needs to ignore at this point and just bang the drum on these issues.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of time to do that. There were a couple opportunities he missed at the debate. He should have said that she's up for repealing the Hyde Amendment. She stated that publicly. That needs to be on a reel. It needs to be part of a commercial. She has said so many things that could be used in television commercials on a loop constantly, time and time again, because that's exactly what they did with the Trump tapes. It was very effective. So he does need to basically, I think, hit the airwaves more with her words that she's said about repealing the Hyde Amendment, about raising taxes on the middle class, about putting coal workers out of jobs, et cetera, because there's plenty of ammunition to use against her. And one thing I found was so chilling in WikiLeaks. Not only is she going to go after the Second Amendment, not only is she going to go after the Hyde Amendment, she's going to go after the First Amendment. And how she's going to do this, supposedly, is through laws already on our book. And what WikiLeaks uncovered was a conversation that she had with Cheryl Mills, whereby they were discussing Michael Savage, who's a radio personality,
right, exactly.
Third largest show in the country, if not the world, that he's one of the only media people banned from Britain. Another guy is a jihadist, right? So they put him in the same, the QK is basically called Michael a terrorist for using words supposedly against Islam. And Cheryl Mills tells Hillary, in no uncertain terms, that the existing laws, American laws on the books, they could do the same thing to Michael Savage. They could ban him from the airwaves here. And if they can ban Michael Savage on the supposed current laws, what does that say about you? What does that say about me? What
exactly.
does that say about Rush Limbaugh and anybody else? They need to silence dissent. And they will silence dissent, and they already have through the press, because the press is working for them. So that's one way you rig an election. That's one way you deceive the people. That's another way to keep the people ignorant, which was also found in WikiLeaks. The DNC needs to keep the people ignorant in order to rise to power.
Well, and look what they've done with the IRS, the way that they've continued.
Right.
Nothing has changed with the IRS. They continue to hold off in, giving exemptions to conservative groups. That still continues.
Well, and of course it continues, because we're working in an administration that, number one, is lawless. And so number two, there's no accountability. No one has been fired at the IRS. Since Lois Lerner was just, let go, or she took an early retirement after she took the fifth?
That you and I are paying, we're paying for a rather luxurious retirement for Lois Lerner lying and being pushed out. Somehow, bad behavior gets rewarded.
Right, and you see this with Donna Brazile. Bad behavior is rewarded. Because that Donna Brazile said Hillary Clinton town hall questions that she was going to have against Bernie Sanders that came directly out of CNN. And now she's promoted as the vice chair of the DNC chief. The ethics knows no bound. There are no ethics. There is no integrity. There is no law, according to the Democrats, because they are free to pillage the rule of law at their whim, because they're creating law on the go through executive orders. They're ignoring other laws like our immigration laws. And they're just basically running ramshot over the Constitution. So once they have absolute power, which is a Hillary Clinton presidency, whereby she will be able to nominate radical judges to the Supreme Court, then you will see the fundamental transformation complete.
Well, exactly. Well, Hillary and the rest of the minions and the Barack Obama legacyers are going to see this as a mandate, and they're going to say, "Look, we need to seal the deal." I got to tell you this, Megan. I had some regard for Donna Brazile. I didn't necessarily agree with her. I thought she was a sharp woman. I'm just only saying this that and when I saw the exposure of this, I was greatly disappointed. And disappointed,
right.
that for her, because I think she, at her very heart, I want to believe she's a good woman. I believe she's gifted. But, like anything, it's what are you going to use your talents and gifts for the good or for the bad?
Well, and she obviously demonstrated that she uses it for the latter, because ideology is far more important than ethical behavior or integrity.
Okay, so Trump's got to bang the drum here. We got we're less than 3 weeks away, Megan. What do you tell him?
Start running commercials. Use social media in order to get out the truth. The media is not going to report on WikiLeaks, because it exposes them to be just as guilty as many of the powerful Democrats like Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party.
Yeah, he's got to quit whining about what is. It's just what it is. Okay, it's stacked.
Yeah.
But you got to know that if he wins. If he wins, Megan, look at all the odds against that he had to fight. And good for him. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world? For Kellogg Company,
That means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Take a walk on the wire, I won't let you go.
Music of Taylor Hicks. We had to bring him on with a little montage here as we're head bopping and enjoying the music. Taylor, who just turned 40 this month. Happy birthday, Taylor. American singer who won the fifth season of American Idol. Taylor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. You're making me reminisce about all of that music, man.
Oh, great.
You're making me feel 40.
Hey, great music. Oh, come on, man. You're living the dream, buddy. This is awesome, man.
I know it. I couldn't be any more thankful. You know, we were talking before we went on, you know, it's something that I always wanted to be in the business, you know, and I'm forever indebted and always grateful to get these opportunities, man, you know.
Yeah, 10 years and an overnight success, right?
Yeah, 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. But, you know, this is all part of the process. And as I mentioned to you, thank God for platforms like American Idol to showcase talent that otherwise we wouldn't have known about. Of course, in the Southeast, people knew about you. You had a couple of independent albums out. Now you're under the Arista Records label and tearing it up. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that very
much. Well, Taylor, now, I mean, and who would have thought, I mean, from music, now you're doing state play, which I think is an awesome idea, by the way, where you get to travel, you get to mix in food, you know, it's just going to be incredible. Tell us about State Plate.
Well, State Plate is a TV show that's going to air tonight, premiere on the INSP network. It's, you know, it's a concept like no other on television as far as food and travel go. We go to the states and fill up a plate of food that's iconic to just that state. It's not a regional specific food.
Mm-hmm.
It's not diners, drives, and dine-ins. It's kind of a cross between that. But we go to the state and we discuss foods that are just iconic to that state.
Mm-hmm. So tonight, what's the first episode? What state are we in?
Wisconsin.
Wow.
Cheese.
Okay. Got to have cheese.
Cheese and more cheese.
You didn't know you could. There was this much cheese, and that now you could afford this much cheese on top of it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, going into this show, you know, I didn't realize that how important agriculture is in this country. You know, going to the farms and talking to people that. You know, there's a small amount of farmers in this country that kind of really uphold all of these iconic foods that we eat all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to the lobster fishermen in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the corn farmer in Nebraska. You know, this is to me being a host of this show has been it's been educational, and it's just made me appreciate how great this country is. From an agricultural perspective, because these people work hard, and to be able to showcase their food in their own state, it's been a fun deal.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Who came up with it, and how did you get the gig?
Well, you know, we've been pitching food shows for a while now. You know, obviously owning a barbecue restaurant in Birmingham, Alabama called Saul's Barbecue and Juke Joint. You know, I grew up in restaurants, and being from Alabama, you cannot not be a foodie. And
yes, exactly.
I was pitched. The
yeah, they'll
idea.
Kick you out of the state. You won't be allowed to stay in the state. Exactly.
Yeah, if you don't have a palate or you know, it's funny about Alabama. I always like to say, you know, people have supported me. You know, they'll let you know if you can cook, throw a football, and sing.
Yes. Yeah.
This show concept was pitched to me, you know, from the great folks at the INSP network. You know, they said, you know, well, would you mind hosting a show like this? And I said. Of course I would. I mean, this is obviously my first TV hosting job and something that, you know, what a great concept to come out with.
Yeah. You know, are you surprised with yourself at times? I mean, I know it's one thing to play music. You've been, as you say, you've been working at your craft. You've been very committed to your craft. But then you get spin outs like this, like hosting a TV show. Who would have thought? As you were practicing music and scales and everything that you were doing and writing music, that you could host a TV show?
You know, I think it started to sink in, you know, once the Idol, you know, once I started, you know, we got going in Idol. And, you know, my family, you know, my dad was pretty astute when he said, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, at this point in time in my career, you know, knowing that, you know, I come from a hard working family and I'm just happen to be in entertainment. You know, you gotta take every opportunity and work your butt off. And, that, you know, my family taught me how to do that. And, you know, here I am 10 years now in the business of show and, I couldn't be any more thankful. You know, it, and Idol does that. You know, a platform like Idol at that time, being the only game in town and me knowing that I was going to be an entertainer, you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, okay, you know, I'm very indebted. I don't take it for granted.
Well, Taylor, speaking of Idol, you're on a stage with a lot of gifted and talented people. And week in, week out, I mean, you've got the elimination process going on. You're singing your heart out. You're just laying it all on the line there every week. How was that process? Help us understand the kind of pressure and the up and down roller coaster ride that you went through to eventually end up winning Idol.
You know, it's you know, once you get into the competition, you kind of get in a bubble, so to speak. You know, and to believe it or not, you know, you get comfortable. I mean, I know now The Voice is shows like The Voice. You know, you kind of get into a routine. For me, as a you know, a musician, I like routines. And you know, being able to get comfortable in the setting, in the surroundings, that's important because that'll allow you to perform better. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Coach Nick Saban not too long ago, and you know, it's interesting. Idol and shows like that, where you have to win each week to week, is kind of like a season of college football, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean,
right.
You go each week. You got to win each week, and you ultimately get to the end game, which is the finale, and you got to win that. So there's a lot of stress that goes on, but. You know, preparation and practice, you know, for me, that made the difference, I think, and being a little bit older, too.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Taylor, I really agree with their pick of you. You certainly are the ideal host for State Plate. As the co-owner of Saw's Juke Joint, I'm due to come to Birmingham here in a couple of weeks. And I got to stop in and see the place. I got to check out your State Plate there and at your home barbecue and blues bar there in your hometown. But the other states, real quick, that you're covering.
We're doing California. We're doing Florida, Texas, Louisiana, which is amazing. Illinois.
Yeah.
We've got a plethora of states, you know, that we're touching on. Hopefully we're going to be putting a second season together and a second helping, so to speak. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show. It's very educational. And come to Birmingham and get the pork and greens.
Got it. Good fun. Looking forward to it. Of course, it airs tonight, premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Channel INSP. You can go to stateplatetv.com. Taylor Hicks has been with us. Taylor, congratulations. Happy birthday once again. And we'll be talking to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. Autumn is upon us, and for many that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter. So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please, and not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecalendarsmeals.com.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me. I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians. One chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, the Lucy Girl as well. National radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Just all around, just a good gal. And I love our time together. I so appreciate you, by the way, in case I didn't say that.
You're so dear. And the family out there, our listening family, they would have been annoyed with me if they were just in the drugstore, because I had the line backed up to like 15 people because I was looking just fervently for my $5 coupon in my wallet that I never found.
And you're emptying out your purse and stuff's falling all over the counter and on the floor and everything else.
The kitchen sink, everything.
And people are going, look, if I can get out of here in 2 seconds, I got time to stop at Starbucks, get to work, get it all done, everything's fine. And this lady, give her I'll give you $5, the heck with your coupon.
Exactly. I said, if my husband gets frustrated about my frugality, I'm like, I'm frugal.
Yes.
I'll freak out over a dollar coupon.
I just can't find the coupon to demonstrate my frugality, but the spirit is there.
But my heart is in the right place.
Exactly. Well, speaking of hearts being in the right place, what was your takeaway from the last and final debate of the season?
Well, I have to preface it with this, and I know a lot of you will agree. I could not bear it. I could not bear to watch. I just was like, grimacing the whole entire time. I would have to take breaks from it because it was making me ill.
Yes.
I'm not the only one that feels this way. Now, I'm not a tweeter, y'all know, but I'm a Facebooker, and I was kind of looking at people going, hurry up! couldn't. It's like I just couldn't bear it. So I was kind of in and out. I would take a deep breath, get something to eat, you know, then come back and so I can take another 5 minutes and leave again. So, I mean, I have such strong feelings about all this, and I know that you all know that, and you have strong feelings too, but I'm to the point of, I don't care anymore. I want to voice my feelings. I don't care if you get offended. I don't care if you get mad. If I can influence one person to think differently, it's worth having these conversations. So I don't know if y'all want to hear what I have to say, because I'm just steadfast in my feelings about this whole election.
Well, and this is the thing about this whole election, Lauren, is that people are steadfast on both sides. They're equally passionate. And, you know, and we've got a choice to make. And of course, you know, it drives me nuts. I don't know what it is with Fox.
But they, you know, and I love Chris Wallace. I think he did the best job of all the moderators. But let's finish it out and say, let's ask that ridiculous question at the end. Are you willing to support the, why would you ask that question?
And they're really beating Trump up about it. But, you know, I'm sitting there once again going, well, at least he's being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you asked him. He's saying what he feels. They're like, oh, this is going to be bad for him. Well, you asked him. He's telling you what he thinks and feels. And, I mean, I just have been aghast and appalled. And maybe some of you listening are Christians, you are conservatives, and you're Hillary fans. I just do not understand that, because I know Trump says things that he shouldn't say. I know that every day we're just praying with bated breath that he will be careful the words that he chooses day to day, moment to moment. But then I'm looking at Hillary. I'm going, we see what we've had for 8 years. We don't want more of that and worse. And this is a woman who didn't protect our soldiers, Ambassador. This is a woman who doesn't protect the unborn child and is very fluent about it in her language. Mm-hmm. This is someone who lies about emails profusely over and over again, even though WikiLeaks mm-hmm. are just exploding every day. This is someone who has said that with Christians, Catholics, conservatives, you know, the things that have been said have been not kind, not favorable. And so that's why I'm just like, I don't understand. Why not try someone that might do things differently? Why? Right. I mean, we're frustrated with the establishment. Why not? I mean, aren't y'all tired of the dynasties, the political dynasties? I mean, come on. What have we got to lose?
That's the question, whether it's to Black America or anybody for that matter. I mean, are you that better off, you know, as a result of the last 8 years? And you're looking at somebody that says, hey, the last 8 years are so great that you've got another 4, maybe another 8 just like them, because it's just going to be so much better. And you go, wait a minute.
But people don't realize ISIS, as my understanding goes, only has formed in the past several years,
absolutely.
4 or so years.
Well, yeah,
ISIS alone, I mean, that is a reason to say we got to do something different, because we have to protect our country.
Right.
We have to protect America. And I think that's why people are so impassioned about Donald Trump. And I don't understand why people aren't saying, let's do something different. Just like
right.
when Barack Obama won the first time, you know, the big stance people were making, we need change. We need a change. Okay, we need a change. Well, we need a change now.
Right.
We need a change again. And it, you know, it depends on what news source you listen to, because it's so slanted, and that really infiltrates people's thinking, what they're listening to, what they're reading, the conversations that they're having. But I'm just praying that people will really pay close attention. We talked about this last week, that I do believe in redemption. One of my favorite Christian ministers and writers came out last week in support, actually anti-Trump, and I just was infuriated. I'm like, what are you thinking? I know he said those things, but it was 11 years ago. Can't we believe that he's changed? I mean, is that enough to flip your vote?
Yes, right, exactly. Well, look what James Dobson said this past week. And, you know, and he's very supportive of Trump and appreciates redemption and that. And the thing is, what I have a basic raw issue with, okay, here's Hillary, raised a Methodist, says she's a Christian, even like Donna Brazile, who last night, and I'd never heard that she was a Christian, but she says, hey, I'm a Christian, I know about persecution. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. But I go, wait a minute, how does the Christian community, any percentage of Christian, align themselves with the Democratic platform, when even last night it was on full display in the first 15 minutes of the debate that the Democratic Party is the party of death with all the abortions? And it was Planned Parenthood celebrated 100 years last weekend, Lauren. And look at how many babies they've put to death, and body parts that they've sold. And somehow that's okay in the name of women's rights?
Well, and that's the conversation that I'm praying about having with some friends that I see on Facebook that profess to be strong Christians. I know they love the Lord. And they're saying, I'm with her. I just want to go, explain to me, how can you be for her when she is not for life, when what she stands for is adverse to the Word of God? We saw the videos with Planned Parenthood. We know what's going on there. And she's out there waving the flag, stand on the front lines for Planned Parenthood. That one issue alone should be enough to defer people. But I don't get it. And one of my friends said last night, she said, you know, Lauren, I wonder if all this is not just, you know, ushering in the coming of the Lord. You know, I mean, is this just what's happening? We've read the end of the book, mm-hmm. you know, when we've read the Word of God, and I was like, you know what, maybe. I mean, God is going to be supreme and rule on high regardless of who mm-hmm. wins this election, but what are we going to have to say about our choices to him one day?
To the finish line.
We made.
To the finish line. Yeah, we can't drop out. We cannot drop out right now. And this is the thing about evangelicals, Catholics. Catholics have been attacked. Christians have been attacked by this current administration. And this is because we're vulnerable. We've let ourselves be vulnerable, and we've been very passive and just said, okay, we're going to go along to get along. And meanwhile, you know, our faith and our ideals get attacked when you look at what really made America great. It was godly principles. You look mm-hmm. at the founding fathers, what they believed in. You look at the whole genesis of our U.S. Constitution. It didn't come from the Quran. It didn't come from Buddha. It came from the Old and New Testament. It came from the law of God. That is the absolute foundation of our U.S. Constitution. But, you know, God forbid, that's politically incorrect that we tie that in because supposedly there's some separation of church and state. Well, go ahead. Continue to turn your back on God, and you tell me how good that works for you.
Supreme Court justices being appointed.
Right.
That they will think about choices. That is what we have to consider and what we have to think of when we're going to vote in just 2 weeks. When is it? It's coming up.
Yeah, it's less than 3 weeks now that we're here. So, but hey, look at, you know, Lauren is exactly right. I would encourage you, especially, you know, traditionally Catholics and evangelicals alone, such a big potential, you know, let's not even talk about power. We are the compass. We're the ones that are going to help lead the way here.
Agony would be deafening, and that is what we have to consider and what we have to think of when we're going to vote in just 2 weeks. When is it? It's coming up.
Yeah, it's less than 3 weeks now we're here. So. But, hey, look at, you know, Lauren is exactly right. I would encourage you, especially, you know, traditionally Catholics and evangelicals alone, such a big potential, you know, let's not even talk about power. We are the compass. We're the ones that are going to help lead the way here. And, this country needs a compass. It needs its North Star. And so we can't be quiet. You can't just register to vote and then not vote. You gotta go out there. You gotta vote. You have to do your duty. You render to Caesar the things that are Caesar mm-hmm. and to God the mm-hmm. things that are God. That's what this election is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, you think we're off the rails now. You have no idea what another 4 years of this current kind of administration and philosophy will do to us. Lauren Kitchen Stewart has been our guest. Lolo, as always, we'll see you next week, okay?
Love and appreciate you guys. And remember that you can make a difference with your prayer and your vote. Your one life matters so much to what's going on in the world around us. Bill, I know you'll reiterate that.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.